Hey, honeybee! Welcome to Honestly Same, the podcast where we are on a mission to empower, embolden, and embark on a journey of self-discovery intended to remind ourselves that even in our strangest and scariest moments, we are never in this alone. My name's Chelsea, and I can honestly say that I am not an expert in anything. But what I may lack in credentials and expertise, I make up for in enthusiasm and a passion for using my experiences as a way to inspire you to lean into the amazing person you are. So buckle up, honeybee, and let's freaking go. Holy buckets, you guys. Welcome back. I know it's been a couple of weeks since I put out a new episode. I will be totally honest. I, number one, had like a lot of shit going on. I'm just finishing up my grad school and a bunch of stuff has been happening with my job and we're making some changes there. And I've been really productive. I'm trying to switch my mindset away from saying I'm busy. I'm not too busy. When it came down to it, I just didn't have it in me to try and pretend like I was going to be able to give my all to a podcast episode. So that is where I'm at, and I'm being totally transparent and honest about that, and I'm still thankful that you're here listening because I am excited to talk about today's topic. And today's topic is going to be on this idea of like a little bit of insecurity, and I'm going to throw a little bit of a hot take at you, a little real talk, because it was all kind of sparked by this morning. I woke up and immediately I have been like so sucked into TikTok. I don't know if you are into watching TikTok, but I swear to God, that is what I do. Like anytime I'm not actively, you know, working on my job or like doing something around the house, I'm like messing around on TikTok, which I should just delete the app, but that's not the purpose of this. But I was watching TikTok, and like I am on the side of TikTok that is all about body positivity and all that. And I think that's really great and I like that movement. But I was watching this video about body positivity, and I don't actually remember like the specifics about it, but I just found myself getting so annoyed by whatever was going on, because I was like, why do we even feel like we need to talk about women's bodies? Like, why can't people just exist and blah, 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 blah. And I got so frustrated. And I went downstairs and I was talking to my sister about it, and I was getting more annoyed the more I was talking about it. It just like got me totally spiraling. And I like worked myself all up into a mood about this topic. And it made me think about how frequently I allow outside forces, outside people, things in my life to irritate me, and how I let other people get under my skin. And I was thinking on this for a while, and I was, you know, I went through my spiral. I got all worked up and like irritated and whatever. And then I started thinking on it, and I was like, okay, I need to calm the fuck down. There's no reason for me to be as upset about this video as I am right now. And I was like, you know, the reason that I'm so irritated and so frustrated by this is not because of the person or the content itself. Like, the video made a lot of sense. The woman who was talking was making very good points. It was, she had good reasons for saying the things that she was saying. But the reason that I was getting so frustrated and so irritated was because it triggered something in me, an insecurity in me, to have this reaction. And what I mean by that is, when she was talking about this, whatever it was with the body positivity, I have kind of a love-hate relationship with my body, right? Like, I have a lot of insecurities. It's born out of some things that I dealt with when I was growing up. A lot of the issues that I have with my self-esteem, you know, they all just came bubbling to the surface because of this one video. And I got so frustrated because it was this inner insecurity that I had that was causing me to react the way that I was to this person, this woman, talking about this subject. And once I started to realize that, I was able to pull back a little bit and say, whoa, that was probably an extreme reaction to what was happening. And maybe I can do a little bit of deep digging into what it is that is really triggering this reaction in me right now. Like, why am I so frustrated with this woman? Why am I so annoyed by this? Why am I letting this bother me so much? And then I was able to kind of work through it a little bit more. And I feel like that happens to us a lot. I actually think I was listening to, I think it was maybe Keisha Fitzgerald's podcast, Empower Her, which if you have not listened to it, seriously, you need to listen to it. She's so good. I love her so much. Also, she was the reason that I started this podcast in the first place, but that's a whole other thing. And she was talking about how somebody had told her a while ago that they found her annoying. And she went on this whole big thing to say, like, usually when that reaction happens, when we react to a person, when we don't like somebody, it has more to do with us than it does with that person, right? And I want you to really think on that for a second, because this, I mean, that's what was happening with me this morning, was I was having these thoughts and this trigger happen based on some feeling, some insecurity that I had with myself that was causing me to find this woman or this person and her message to be annoying and irritating and XYZ, right? And I think that that is so important to recognize, because it allows us to kind of work on it then moving forward. We have to get really intuitive with ourselves to be able to recognize why we are feeling the way that we are about a certain person or a certain thing. Like, I think about, you know, you're not going to be everybody's favorite flavor of ice cream, right? Like, that's just how it is. Like, there are people I don't jive with, and that's totally fine. That's totally normal. You're not going to get along with everyone, and that's okay. But often, if we are having a really strong kind of visceral, emotional reaction to a person or what it is that they're saying, it's usually not what they're saying or the person, right? It usually has something to do with some internal conflict or struggle or insecurity that we are having with ourselves. And being able to recognize that is so important, because number one, when you can start to realize that it's not the person that you're reacting to, but rather the internal things, you can start to kind of let them go and not allow yourself to be constantly triggered by what's happening around you. And I'm not at all trying to say that that's not going to happen, because it is. Like, we all are human, right? We have reactions to things, and that's okay. It's okay to feel the feels. I'm 150% on that boat. But what I want you to think on, after you have that reaction, maybe take a step back and say, whoa, maybe that wasn't the most appropriate reaction to what was happening. Maybe it's not that I don't like that person. Maybe it's that that person in some way signifies an insecurity that I have or an issue that I have with this or with myself or whatever. I will give you another example. One of my really, really good friends, love her to death. I'm not going to say her name. And I love her, and she talks a lot about healthy eating and how she has found what works for her. And I think it's really great, and I love that she has found that for herself. But sometimes when I'm feeling really down about what I've been eating or the way that I've been treating myself or my body, and I watch her story or I listen to her talk about it, it triggers this reaction in me to be irritated by what she is saying. Not because what she is saying is wrong or bad or that it, you know, is inherently her or anything like that, but those statements make me reflect on myself and then cause me to shame myself based on what she is saying. And how frustrating is that, right? Like, that is what happens when we are having these reactions to things like that. And that's where it becomes really, really dangerous. Like, you're allowed to have reactions to the things that people are saying. That's totally fine, totally normal. But the problem comes into play when you start to hear those things and, number one, allow it to irritate you so much that it ruins your day, or allow it to flip internally in a negative way and make you feel shameful about whatever it is that you are, you know, finding problem with or that you're getting irritated or triggered by. And that's the cycle that we want to break here, is not letting those things make you feel so bad about yourself that it just continues to be this like vicious cycle of shame and, you know, and getting down that rabbit hole and things like that. And that, I feel like I'm getting a little off topic because that's what I do. I do not plan anything. But it just made me think on that this morning of like, wow, what she said is fine. You know, like what that person was saying was totally valid. And the reaction that I'm having also valid. However, now that I'm seeing and recognizing that the issue wasn't with her, it was 100% with me, I can start to say, okay, why was that so triggering for me? Like now I know the reason, you know, that my insecurity came to play. How can I work to change that? So when these messages inevitably do come up, right? Because the things that we get annoyed by or we get triggered by, they're not going to stop happening. So how can I change the way that I react to it and what I do next moving forward so that I don't let it play into that cycle of making me feel bad about myself because of what somebody else did, right? Because we can't control the actions of other people. We can only control how we react and how we move forward from there. And that's the message that I want you to take away from this today, is that often we allow external things to irritate us so badly that we can't move forward because it has triggered something inside ourselves. And with that, I am going to just say, it's okay to be human. It's okay to have those reactions. It's not okay to flip them on yourself and make yourself feel shame based on the actions or the words of another person, because you are so much better. You deserve so much better than that. And I freaking believe in you, honeybee. With that, I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening along with today's episode. It brings me so much joy to have you here and to get to share the topics that I'm most passionate about. If you are really vibing with today's episode, or you're in love with the crazyville that is this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you would share it to your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for being along for the ride. Remember, honeybee, I'm here for you, and I can't wait to see you here next time.